The shocking acquittal of the leaders of that armed takeover of a wildlife refuge in Oregon last January has left people there divided. Jurors found brothers Ammon and Ryan Bundy and five others not guilty of conspiracy to impede federal workers from doing their job. Then after the verdict, Ammon Bundy's attorney demanded that his client be allowed to walk out a free man. But Ammon Bundy is facing charges from another standoff in 2014 in Nevada. You might remember when his father, Clive Bundy, refused to pay fees to graze his cattle on federal land. The feds came to impound the cows and were met by the armed Bundys and their supporters. So Ammon Bundy has to stay in jail until that trial. But yesterday, his lawyer protested so vehemently that the lawyer was tased and arrested. Quite a day. Let's bring in Here and Now contributor, Oregon Public Broadcasting, and reporter Amelia Templeton. Amelia, I say it was a shocking verdict, but is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, it was an absolutely stunning verdict. Even I think the defense attorneys were surprised. They said afterwards they were tickled by the verdict and that really they had expected maybe a split verdict where some of the defendants were found not guilty and others were acquitted. But to have the leader of the occupation, Ammon Bundy himself, acquitted was absolutely shocking.
And let's just remind people, this was a federal wildlife refuge that they had taken over. Their complaint was what?
Their complaint was always a little complicated. They were concerned about a pair of ranchers in Oregon who had been convicted of arson for fires they'd set on federal land. Those ranchers had been resentenced after a sort of mandatory minimum issue that was litigated at the appeals court level and sent back to prison. Those ranchers had said they had actually decided to accept the new sentence and went back peacefully. Mm-hmm. But the Bundys and their followers objected to that and showed up in Burns to protest. And from there ended up taking over the refuge and really using it as an opportunity to talk about their opposition to the federal ownership of lots of land in the West.
And one of their followers even stole a car?
Yes, somebody did take a truck, drive it off of the refuge, Ken Medenbach, and was arrested. He was acquitted of that theft charge in this case. He essentially said, I was just borrowing the vehicle and I was planning to take it back, but got arrested before I had a chance.
So what are people there saying about this, you know, this notion? I mean, we're watching protesters in North Dakota get arrested today for a protest of the use of lands there. What are people saying about the fact that they took over wildlife refuge? The workers there were told to stay home because the Bundy brothers and their followers were armed. They felt it was a dangerous situation. What are they saying about the fact that they were clear of that?
Well, I think there's been really two general responses. And one is from people following the trial. The conspiracy charge always seemed like maybe an odd fit, or like it created some challenges for the prosecution and some real openings for the defense to exploit. So there weren't any workers who were actually present at the refuge. It was a Saturday. I was there the day this all started. And so, you know, it gave the defendants a chance to say, hey, you know, we never pointed our weapons at anybody. We never directly threatened anyone. And I don't think the prosecution did a good enough job of responding to that argument in court. But of course, the other thing people are saying is this was an all-white jury with essentially an all-white group of defendants. One of them is Asian American as well. And that perhaps we would have seen a different verdict if we had a different jury or a different group of defendants.
Well, it was a jury of their peers. Amelia Templeton, a reporter at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Amelia, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we mentioned North Dakota. The AP is reporting that protesters evicted yesterday from private land where they were protesting the Dakota Access oil pipeline are today blocking a state highway with burned-out vehicles. Yesterday, at least 141 protesters were arrested at the construction site. Sound from yesterday's protest. Armed soldiers and law enforcement officers say that at least one protester arrested actually fired at a sheriff's deputy. Well, Native Americans from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and their many allies say sacred burial grounds could be destroyed and the tribe's water supply poisoned by the construction. Amy Sisk is with Here and Now contributor Inside Energy. She was at the protest yesterday.
So mid-morning on Thursday, several hundred police officers showed up to raid this protest camp that protesters had set up on private land. There were also protesters all over the highway, and police wanted to push them back off of the land that they were trespassing on and off of the highway back to a different camp that the protesters had set up on federal land. Meanwhile, police used pepper spray against some of the protesters and report that at least one protester fired shots toward police officers. Protesters were also lighting items on fire, trying to push the police back the other direction.
The 1,172-mile-long pipeline would run through four states from North Dakota to Illinois, where crude oil would be transported to refineries. The developer, Energy Transfer, says the pipeline is safer than trucks or trains.